With me right now from Platinum Concerts International, the folks responsible for helping to bring this concert to Toronto, is Andy Witter. Welcome.
Thank you.
And it's been great. You've actually, this tour is just wrapping up, and you've been busy. You've been flying all over the all over North America.
Yeah, I started with them on Friday.
Okay.
And then flew back to Toronto, and then I'm flying back on Friday to Chicago to do the last three concerts, Chicago, Detroit, and Toronto.
And how's it been? How have you must have been enjoying it.
Just the reception is amazing. I mean, they were standing ovations at every single concert after the first half and after the second half. People just wouldn't let them off the stage.
I love it. And yeah. This is it's a very special tour to make it all happen. We're just seeing the one Canadian stop here. Tell me why you were so motivated to bring this to Toronto.
Well, Toronto has always been a great place for us to host concerts. The audience has been very receptive and probably larger than in any other city that we're on. And that's been consistent. So people appreciate the music, and that's why we always try to come back.
It's a group effort, isn't it? The community really has to get behind this to see the Kiev Chamber Choir in action. There has to be more than just you saying, yeah, we're going to bring this into Toronto. We have to really get the word out.
Oh, that's for sure, because it's a very extensive project, which is costly, and so we require community support. We require sponsors, yeah. And when we get those commitments, then of course we plan the tour and we bring them over. It's almost impossible to support a tour like this from the gate itself.
Yeah, right. You really need everybody to work together and say, you know what, this is special, this is worth it, this is culture, and we're bringing it to the city. Mykola Bobdich is your conductor, known for being the founder and director of the Kiev Chamber Choir. Founded the ensemble in 1990 with alumni of the Kiev State Conservatory. Special that he's here to do this. I mean, he's been working on this project now for, gosh, almost 30 years.
Well, yeah, he's probably one of the finest conductors in all of Ukraine. His choir is certainly rated as probably one of the best chamber choirs in Ukraine. They've got a tremendous record of accomplishment and achievement, including recordings, concerts, Grand Prix wins at international choral festivals. So he's really a special person.
Sort of an attraction in his own way. I know he's right on the cover of your program.
Well, so, he does, because the other thing that he's got is he's a real performer. He's got stage presence.
Right.
He's got charisma.
Yeah. I did notice that about him in the little bit that I was able to see online.
Yeah, he's a brilliant conductor and, as I said, very special.
Tell us about how the night breaks down. Can you speak to how the repertoire is going to, how we're going to enjoy it as the evening progresses?
Sure. Well, the first half is sacred music, which is really Ukrainian classical music. Ukraine has a very long history of choral music going back well over 1,000 years. And sacred music is really the classical music most widely enjoyed and spread throughout Ukraine. Then the second half will be folk music.
Folk music, and classical, romantic era.
Romantic, sure. Yes. So you've got your some romantic songs, you've got your comic songs, and your ballads. It's very interesting. They do it differently than almost any other choir I've seen, because Mykola Bobdich, the conductor, isn't conducting the second half. He's standing at the back of the concert hall, and they sing and perform.
Huh.
So every song has a story to tell,
right?
And they try to perform that story on stage while singing, and it makes it very dramatic, very exciting.
I love that we are able to learn something about the culture and get into the folk tales of the Ukraine through this experience.
Yeah, well, it's so important, because going back over 1,000 years, that's how people recorded and told stories in their villages and in the country itself. It was through singing. And so every song has some kind of a story to tell, whether it's sad, melancholy, whether it's happy, whether it's something to do with the wedding or with romance. They're all dramatic, and they're lovely, and the melodies are just out of this world.
A very special evening, Andy Witter. We're so thrilled that Platinum was able to bring it to Toronto, and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having us.
The Sounds of the Ukraine 2019 concert tour featuring the world-renowned Kiev Chamber Choir and conductor Mykola Habdych this Sunday at 3 p.m. at Kerner Hall, platinumconcerts.com. Let's hear some music that will be part of that repertoire here on the new Classical FM.